to provide a little bit of context, there was a gentleman accused of what crimes a couple of years ago that have now been declared unconstitutional and why?
Okay. In 2013, the statute, which is Texas Penal Code 33.021B, criminalized a person. The statute reads, if they are 17 years of age or older, they commit an offense, if they, with intent to arouse or gratify the sexual desire of any person, the person over the internet or by electronic text message or mail or service, communicates in a sexually explicit manner with a minor, or distributes sexually explicit material to a minor. That statute, which is 33021B, was subsequently declared unconstitutional by the Court of Criminal Appeals in 2013. The Court of Criminal Appeals held that the statute, as it was written at the time, violated a defendant's First Amendment rights to free speech, and that the statute would have to be amended and more narrowly tailored in order to address the harm that the Court of Criminal Appeals was trying to, or that the legislature was trying to avoid or prohibit.
So the charge was dropped in this particular case we're talking about, and what has happened since then regarding the law and the legislature?
Correct. Mr. Jerome was alleged to have violated this statute on January 3rd, 2013. The Court of Criminal Appeals later on October 30th, 2013, declared that statute unconstitutional. A defendant can only be charged with an offense that exists at the time that he commits the offense. So after this decision came out by the Court of Criminal Appeals, the legislature met and later amended this whole entire statute to more narrowly tailor it so that it doesn't offend a defendant's First Amendment rights. However, you cannot go back and charge a defendant for a law that did not exist at the time he was the time he committed the offense. A defendant can only commit an offense if, at the time he commits an offense, it is illegal, and the statute that existed at the time he committed the offense was later declared unconstitutional by the Court of Criminal Appeals.
Is this the only case that you're aware of that has this circumstances in Brazos County?
No. There have been a couple of other offenses that the defendants were either sentenced to prison or sentenced to probation where they, because the Court of Criminal Appeals declared that the statute was unconstitutional, they have their convictions are invalid. And so we have later gone back to see whether their conduct violated any other statutes or to see if they were charged with something else, what could happen, because it essentially undid either their conviction or their plea. And so we've taken these cases on a case-by-case basis.
So the office is aware of at least three cases regarding this particular statute, then?